Yesterday, the Unit 23 Working Group met in Kotzebue for its yearly meeting on the health of subsistence resources in the Northwest Arctic Borough. And in the borough, that means caribou.
The herd size right now, as of 2013, was 235,000 caribou. And that's down about 27% since 2011. So a big, big decline in the last 2 years.
Jim Dow is a wildlife biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and he spoke to the group on what's driving the herd's decline.
Based on what we've seen, we think weather events, especially during winter, these winter thaws with rain and ice, that probably started the herd down. When the herd started down, we had increasing numbers of wolves and bears. Everybody, you know, from the villages saying, lots of wolves, lots of wolves. That's what I see, lots of wolves.
Unit 23 includes all the hunting grounds in the Northwest Arctic Borough. The working group came about years ago as a way to ease worsening relations between other caribou users.
Unit 23 working group was formed in 2008 to try to address conflicts between local and non-local hunters who were coming to the region to the hunt.
Jan Caulfield moderates the group's meetings, a job she says has gotten a lot easier. Now she says the group acts almost like a lobby on issues facing caribou, issues like the proposed Ambler Road.
One of the main interests of the working group in the proposed road project is just any impacts that it might have on the caribou herd, impacts that it might have on how people access the area and whether there would be increased public access to the area that might increase the number of hunters that come or the areas in which they can go.
Caulfield introduced two speakers from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA, who spoke on the status of a potential road to the Ambler Mining District.
We wouldn't build the road unless we had a financial model that worked. And so we are developing estimates. And, you know, this road is probably going to be in the range of $200 million to $300 million. What we do at ADA is we develop these economic models. We will run models to make sure that this can be paid back. ADA by statute has to make a return, and ADA by statute does not make grants.
Mark Davis is a deputy director with ADA. The agency is currently getting permit applications together in the next few months during its environmental impact assessment. And throughout the meeting, they were upfront that there will be no firm answers available on environmental impacts, jobs, cost of living reductions, or effects to subsistence before more data is gathered. Here's another presenter, Mary Ellen Tuttle.
We believe that it has been demonstrated in Alaska that you can build a road and still maintain healthy populations of subsistence resources. So that's our goal, is to work with the communities and the agencies to design a road that has a minimal impact.
Tuttle works for Dal HKM, a private company with experience building and consulting on roads in Alaska. ADA has a community meeting scheduled for June 2nd in Kobuk. The Unit 23 Working Group meets again today in Kotzebue to hear from more state and federal agencies.